The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up on Life Today, with so much darkness in the world, Jack Hibbs is encouraged by the clear examples of revival he sees happening.
And the church, I believe, for this third awakening that we're talking about, what is happening is people are waking up. We're seeing people with various political associations, throwing those off to the side, coming to Christ. We see pastors who didn't teach the Bible before, now teaching the Bible. This is the hand of God.
I'm James Robinson. I welcome you to Life Today. Betty and I've told you this. I'm going to say it again because I'm grateful. We have celebrated 62 years married and more than 65 in love. And in ministry, we have literally been together for more than 60 years, and we have been on television 50 years mm-hmm. together. So we welcome you. Got one of my favorite people on the planet right now. His name is Jack Hibbs, and he's in Chino Hills, California at Calvary Chapel. And I don't know anybody, and boy, I know lots of bodies, and I know lots of preachers. I don't know anybody with a greater anointing than Jack has right now. Jack, I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Betty. Great to see you.
Jesus is all over you. Do you feel a fresh touch of God that's come in the last years, let's say, to awaken the church to why we're actually here and the power with which we can live and express Him more clearly? Do you feel like something's happening?
Pastor James, not only do I feel that, I want to make it really clear that I don't think it has anything necessarily to do with the election results. How's that? I believe that all of these things are in some sort of concert that the Lord is moving. You cannot deny the fact that with what God's doing in Israel, in the world, what God's doing in America, and to see the trials that the church in America has gone through recently has led to her purification. So coming from California, a lot of people have written it off as Babylon, there is a great awakening taking place. Churches are filling up, and the word is being taught because people in recent days, with the fires and all the things that have happened, people began searching. And so one thing after another, we're starting to see really the church get on target in California and people seeking the truth. But I do agree that there's some form. I'm expecting the Lord to perhaps even send us maybe a third great awakening in this nation.
That's what I believe.
I really do believe that.
And I believe that's what it has to be called. I mean, I like the term survival, revivalist and all that, but I think the term awakening.
Yes.
And a great awakening and the greatest awakening.
Yes.
Ahead of the return of Christ will bring more people to Christ
yes.
in a short period of time than you ever imagined. And the whole world will behold His glory before He comes to get
yes.
a people and a church in glory.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm living for that. Well, I'm expecting that.
What's being exposed right now, the corruption of the government, we all felt like the government
sure.
was rotten to the core. It's even looking more rotten than we could imagine.
Right.
And it is being exposed.
Yep.
And the people that have been using all of the people's money mm-hmm. improperly for their own means
That's
and
right.
to others, they need to be exposed.
Yes.
Light exposes the darkness.
That's right.
And the deception. And I believe we're seeing a miracle of God, and I do believe
yes.
it is the next great awakening. Now, that's
yes.
my opinion.
I agree. 2 years ago, God, just simple Bible reading through the day for me, I came to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 6, which honestly, I've read through it and I just never really thought about it. But surrounding that great chapter are these wonderful words that we know, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, and we war in the Spirit. But yet in verse 6, it says that when your obedience to Christ is lived out, the Lord will punish all disobedience when your obedience is firmly affixed to Christ.
You know, you just kind of read over that.
And I've got to tell you just read over it, and it almost sounds like something out of maybe 2 Chronicles
yeah.
chapter 10. But it's 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And this is Paul saying, of course, the Holy Spirit speaking through him, be obedient to Christ. And by that obedience, God says, I'm going to deal with the disobedience. You just be righteous.
Yes.
And people think, well, righteous, you know, who do you think you are to say that? Well, wait, righteousness simply means to do the right thing. And we know what to do. And the church, I believe, for this third awakening that we're talking about, what is happening is people are waking up. We're seeing people with various political associations, throwing those off to the side, coming to Christ. We see pastors who didn't teach the Bible before now teaching the Bible. This is in California. We're seeing people get involved in the process, voting biblical worldview values. This is the hand of God. We see President Trump in office after being shot in the ear. That's the hand of God. I think the Lord not only has blessed us with this political fresh air, but here's my passion right now, James and Betty, is that God has given us a little window as a church to wake up and do the right thing. A lot of Christians are thinking, well, we won the election, let's relax.
It's over.
Listen, thank God for the political revival, but we must seek the Lord for a spiritual revival, or this, what we're seeing, will go nowhere. The answer is not in the White House. The answer is going to be in God's house. And God's men and women need to stand up and speak the truth and stop apologizing for the Bible. Let the Bible go. Let it loose. And I think if we decide to obey Christ without fear, then the Lord will take care of our enemies. That's what the Old Testament declares. And that's what 2 Corinthians 10, verse 6 is talking to us about. And I'm thrilled about it. I'm seeing it.
You know, we saw in the last many years what the deceiver is able to do, the father of lies, the deceiver, the divider, the destroyer. And you saw it very clearly. In a four-year period, the last four, we saw the enemy in total control, where all leadership was like demonic spirits adorned in human flesh. But it was totally demonic activity.
Yes.
And the acts that they did and all the things they neglected were literally orchestrated by the father of lies.
Absolutely.
The one who was the destroyer. You have seen, I'm telling you, the enemy actually overplayed his hand for 4 years.
Yes.
Not only could we see we had no real leader, we saw who was leading, and we saw how ugly the fruit of the liar is. The deceiver, the divider, the destroyer, the angel of death. That's what we saw. Now then, we're seeing a miracle, and it's not the miracle of a man, it's the miracle of prayer and the miracle of people coming together to believe we were left here to reveal Him as He is. Not just Jesus as the Savior and the Lord, but the Father of a family that is to look like the Father, and a church that's to look like Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing that begin to happen, and we're seeing the last people you would have ever thought would change and not be perfect by any stretch,
right,
but come from extreme, let's look like away from God lifestyle, self-centered lifestyle, foolishness, impurity, all manner of evil.
That's
we're
right.
seeing them become totally committed to the truth and the effect of truth, and putting people who have convictions in, and people learning to grow together.
Absolutely.
And learn together, and they're beginning to act like a family. You can't win with a business, a football team, a sports team. You can't win with anything unless you have a family spirit and a spirit of unity. And we're seeing that happen in the church, which is what we've been taught to pray for.
Yes.
In that spirit of unity, you're seeing the manifestation of the Father. You're seeing people moving that look like Jesus. The fruit looks like something Jesus does. I think we are beholding a miracle. When you watch the people who are responding today, you watch a leader who answers all the media, whoever they are, and he's far from perfect, but he's changing.
That's right.
He's being changed by prayer. That's what the effect of prayer does when God's family come together like a family and begin to do His will. Excuse my zeal, but I am excited about what I'm watching God do.
No way can this be excused. This is exactly what has to happen. So you look at President Trump and his convictions to execute what he believes. Imagine if every pulpit in America had a pastor behind that pulpit with such a conviction of the truth of God's word, this nation would not change in an election cycle, would not change in 2 years or 4 years. I believe that this nation would change on a Sunday.
Yeah, I do too.
On a Sunday.
It's changing fast right now.
Yes, sir.
It's impossible to imagine what's happening right now. Help me, I'm seeing the glory of God in the last places
it's
on
thrilling.
This earth you would have ever thought you'd see it. And they're actually making good decisions.
Yes.
And they're exposing the deceiver and all the waste and all the stealing. And I believe it's going to be corrected. And I think that's a spiritual awakening.
I'm not going to say the name of this particular person in Washington, but they said just recently that they have been able to figure out that there's more Bible studies taking place right now in this administration, in the Capitol, at the Pentagon, at Department of State, that they have ever been able to record in American history. Now, right now, as we're sitting here, this is the hand of God. And I love what you said. No one's perfect. But isn't it amazing to realize that shouldn't all of us be excited and encouraged that God takes imperfect things to do His will.
To accomplish His perfect will.
To accomplish His purpose, because Him alone can get the glory, nobody else. And so this is a remarkable time. My burden is, church, wake up, seize the moment. We've got a president, for example, who will not allow the Johnson Amendment to be enforced, meaning pastors can say and do whatever they want to say politically from the pulpit. And we've got a president who's backing us up. That's courage. We need to respond as believers to a greater level of courage, because the Church of Jesus Christ has got to be connected to His head. Remember, Colossians warns us, we can be a body, but He's the head. But for far too long, the church in America has been headless. Well, listen, in returning to Him, in fact, you know, think about God's will and God's desire for us to live again. And, you know, you think about Christ being resurrected from the dead.
Rejoicing in Easter.
Exactly. And so that is a sense of, for me, who's to say, wouldn't it be amazing if during the resurrection season, the Lord awakens His church? I wouldn't put it past Him, because He's on the move.
If the church would come alive with resurrection power,
amen.
What a beautiful picture that
and,
would be.
You know, I'm having fun listening to the two of you just talk about God and what God wants to do and God's church coming alive, you know, and talking about righteousness. And you described it greatly. True righteousness with God brings humility.
Yep.
And there's a fine line between God's righteousness and self-righteousness. Mm,
that's right.
We have to be very careful. We've had enough of the other.
That's right.
Now let's go for the real righteousness of God
amen.
And walk in all humility, but with the armor of God on, ready to stand in His light.
Beautiful.
And declare the truth.
Amen to that.
Well, you know, that means if we've got on armor, that means it's on for a purpose because we've got an enemy. But let me just try to make a point here. If Jesus said that you will be more than an overcomer, you will be more than a conqueror, you will walk over the enemy like dirt, like dust. Now, if we're going to be that, that's not the next kingdom. The next kingdom, there's nothing to put an armor on to fight. So if we're going to obey the will of God, the purpose of God, the vision and mission of God, the commission of Christ, we're going to do it in this kingdom before the next kingdom. And we will perhaps lose our lives, but not our life in eternity.
Oh, amen.
But we got to be willing to die, even though He may prevent anything on this earth from causing us to die until He's ready to come and take us home. The point is that if we're going to obey the commission He left us, and if He's coming back for a church that looks like Him, that's adorned in His glory, that means we're going to be overcomers. That means we're going to be living in armor that's effective so the enemy does not defeat us in any way. We are going to be more than conquerors. That happens now. And I'm excited about it because I'm beginning to see God do things with people I never dreamed would even give God the time of day or a thought. And yet they're being changed. And they're being changed in all the different nations. It's like the whole world is somehow coming to attention. And really in these days when you can get communication out 24 hours a day, how are we going to see Him come? All I see, all of it, unless you can watch it, and that's what's going to happen.
That's
and
right.
before that happens, they're going to see Him in His body.
Yep.
They're going to see the Father's family by the way we live and the way we treat each other and the way we treat the non-believer. I'm 81 years old. I've never been more excited in my life, I'm telling you. And we got a lot to be excited about. We got over 30 grandchildren, you know, 11 grands and all the rest of them greats. And they are beautiful and came to a fatherless kid who was the product of a rape of a 40-year-old home nurse. And a doctor refused to abort me, and here I am.
Hallelujah.
Look what God can do with something impossible, and we ain't done yet, okay? I'm more excited about Jesus and about His life and His love than I've ever been. In my 81 years on this earth.
Hallelujah.
And you are too. I watch you. Is she not beautiful?
You've done
thank
good,
thank you for
James.
This girl. I'm so blessed. Thank you for praying for us. Jack, I love you so much.
I love you.
What do you want our audience to hear in the last moments of this show? What do you want them to, let's say, leave us and what do you want to see happen in their life?
There's no greater thing than the Word of God. Psalm 107, verse 20 says, I've sent them my Word to heal them from all their destructions. And so more than ever, then now, for the body to invest in the Word of God. Don't let the distractions of this world. Jesus warned us in the parable of the sower that there will be a time coming when all the pressures and all the anxieties of life would try to seek to take the Word of God out. Protect your time. Have private time with Jesus. Have family time. I mean, you think about being involved in the ministry, and I love what you said a moment ago. What does it profit a man if he gained the whole ministry world but loses his own family? Family first. Of course, God first. Family. And the fruit of all that, make sure that your wife or your husband or your children make it into the kingdom of God with you. Share, talk about Jesus, turn things off. Focus on the simplicity, which is the greatest thing of all, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He rose again from the dead that we might live. And there's no addition of works to that. Because if we could add righteousness, then what did Jesus do at the cross? We can't add anything to that but obey His love for us. And I think simply getting back to the gospel and being a disciple. Once you've given your life to Christ, that's salvation. You got it. Now press on in discipleship.
Amen. Let me ask you, at Chino Hills and Calvary Chapel, is that right? Mm-hmm. If people want to find out, how do we watch you from church or just whenever, where would they go online to find out how they can find out when and how they listen to you?
Yeah, I used to have a hard time myself trying to find out how to answer that. So our team simply put this together. It's simply jackhibbs.com. If they go to jackhibbs.com, they can go to the Real Life Network. They can go to Real Impact. They can go to the church teachings, live broadcast, all kinds of programming, 24/7, 365, cancel-free, by the way. They can have their instruction and their messages and all
that. Do you do some of these messages, which almost looks like you just kind of walked outside and bang, here it was.
Yeah.
Oh, you went, do you do that? You set up where you can be in a very natural little...
you're flattering me. I there's no setup. It's my iPhone. And so when the Lord speaks something to my heart, I'm thinking, you know what? I don't know how long I'm going to live. And so I'm going to go live and let that out now. And it might be 5 minutes. It could be 20 minutes.
Where, say where to go again.
JackHibbs.com. JackHibbs.com. That's it.
You won't be sorry. Jack, I love you. Keep it up. By the way, all of you out in California where they kind of pronounced Ichabod over you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a resurrection coming out there in the midst of all the floods and all the flames. And the fire of God is coming up through preachers like this and others. And I'm so proud of you. Love you. Father, just please give us awakening everywhere. Thank you for what you started in California. Lord, give them some wisdom. You offer it. Help them to accept it and live by it. And give us a great awakening in our country. In Jesus' name. Jack, I believe we're going to see it. And right now I'm trying to raise the money to feed 350,000, mostly children, and their families. We've already located them. We have made that a goal now for some time. If we don't have a miracle, we won't even be able to feed 250,000. And the missionaries have found them. And they've always been able to count on life because you love so deeply. Well, we need a miracle. Would you go, please, right now, get your checkbook, get your bank card, use it like a check? Would you make the largest possible gift you can to help us feed 350,000 who are so hungry and starving? I want you to watch as you hear the son of the missionary that started feeding outreaches with us nearly 40 years ago when we joined them all over the continent of Africa. Listen to what he shares. God, please give us the greatest response to feed starving children and families and win them to Christ, which we will, in Jesus' name. We have some beautiful gifts to offer you to bless you in your life, and you'll know that. Would you please make the gift God puts on your heart? Please do it now.
This child is suffering from severe and acute malnutrition. You can see by the condition of the child. You can hear by the cry of the child just how desperate this situation is. churches all over Angola on the Strip, where we've spoken to mother after mother that has said to us, we can't walk far enough to the clinic. We don't have the money to pay for the transport to get to a clinic. And that is why I say to you today, Samuel is the lucky one. We're probably going to be able to save this child's life because his mother got him here, and we're going to be able to give him the therapeutic food that he needs to rescue his life. But Samuel represents not just the 250 plus children here today. Samuel represents thousands and thousands of children in villages today, the cries of which you're not hearing, the lives of which are many times being lost. Please help us today. Help us to reach the children here and to reach the children in the villages who are crying out for our help. Please be the expression of God's heart today, an extension of His hands, as you say, yes, I'll give that gift. I'll give the very best gift that I can give today. I'll give the gift of life. I'll give the gift of freedom.
Look at those smiles on those children. That's Isaac Pretorius. Peter Pretorius is the missionary that God used to capture our hearts.
Right.
And we started feeding, and then we found out what we could do by drilling water wells and then rescuing those sexually trafficked. And we just moved in one place after the other. But it all started with mission feeding. We're asking you to make a miracle gift right now. We've been hit hard by people who wanted to destroy our ministry. There are a lot of enemies of God's word and God's truth. And we have taken it on the chin, but we're believing that God will raise up people and say, we will replace all the damage. We will overcome it with an outpouring of God's love. I don't want to cut back any of the 350,000 that our missionaries have found that desperately need food. And we do have the ability to give it to them. Could you possibly give $1,000? Could you do that? I want to send you my favorite bronze. This is the Lion of Judah. We're sending this beautiful bronze to anyone who will make a $1,000 gift, and you will save scores of lives. There's no doubt about it. You may be able to do more than that. Please reach out in love and put your arms around those Jesus gave his life to redeem, and you're going to give the support to give them a future, and they're going to know it came because of Jesus. They know that. The missionaries are awesome in sharing Jesus when you give them the ability to manifest the love of God directly to them. So please respond. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. And Betty, I'm believing God for perhaps the greatest response to support mission feeding I've ever seen.
I am too, James. And I know you will help us as much as you can. Ask God to help you give your best gift. Let's help turn those cries that you heard in the background into smiles that you saw there at the end, because they got the nourishment that they needed.
Thank you so much. Please, go get your bank card. Use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. Call that number or go online, and let's share life.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your health and wellness bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over two decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the Ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle, which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
Well, thank you for watching. And Jack, I want to thank you for being here. You are truly one of my favorite preachers of all time. And I have known some pretty good preachers. But you really have a special gift today. Ask your church to pray for me and Betty. I know we're 80 years old, but we feel like we've got lots of time left to be a help. Here's what I feel like the Lord has told me. I say, am I going to see you come? And he didn't answer, yes, you'll see me come. Here's what he did say. I promise you, you're going to see the move that prepared my body and the bride for the return. I promise you, you'll see that. I'd like to see him.
Of course.
But wouldn't it be exciting to see the church begin to look like Jesus and the family look like the Father? Well, we're going to help it happen. Yes. We're a team, but not ready. You tell your church how much we love you. And you ask him to please pray for me and Betty in Life Outreach, okay?
Amen. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
God bless you.
Bless all of you. Thank you for helping us love people who are too often overlooked, the least of these. Thank you, and God bless you.
At Life Outreach, we believe in making a lasting impact on your life and the lives of others. Through life planning services, we offer estate planning and giving solutions that provide tax advantages, income, and the satisfaction of supporting a cause close to your heart. With options like bequests, charitable gift annuities, and IRA rollovers, you can chart a purposeful path, creating a legacy of love and hope for future generations. Call or visit Life Planning Services today.
And so I ultimately was able to get on a path to natural healing, but it took me a long time to find the answer, and thank God it was found in Him.
Tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.